New Zealand's Prime Minister, Jacinda Ardern, says she did a little dance when she found out her country finally had no more active cases of coronavirus. And that means they're able to roll back most internal restrictions. So New Zealanders can now do pretty much whatever they want. How far away is Australia from a similar achievement?
Hello, this is CoronaCast, a daily show all about the coronavirus. I'm health reporter Tegan Taylor.
And I'm physician and journalist Dr. Norman Swan.
So let's quickly start with New Zealand today. They've lifted coronavirus restrictions after reporting no active cases in the country. How confident can we be about it being eradicated there?
Just to be clear, what they're talking about is no community transition for about 17 days. They say a reproductive cycle of the virus is 14 days. So if you've eradicated the virus, you would not expect to see any more within 14 days. So it's really good news. We predicted on CoronaCast a while ago that if we went for eradication, that's the sort of thing you could expect, is actually to lift restrictions quite considerably, because there's almost no chance of actually catching the virus if you're sure there's none left in the country. And smaller states in Australia are almost at that point. South Australia's lifting some restrictions. Western Australia, Queensland, Tasmania are all in pretty good shape in terms of having almost eliminated the virus from those states. New South Wales and Victoria, there's still a little bit of community spread, and you can't lift those restrictions such as you have in New Zealand in the two biggest states at the moment. And then you've got the issue in Australia of relaxing borders between states, and that's what they're reluctant to do as long as there's some community transmission in Victoria and New South Wales. But we might get rid of that within a few weeks, and in which case you might be in the startling situation where the whole nation can lift restrictions quite dramatically.
Yeah, I mean, what sort of time frame would we be looking at for that? And how can we be sure that we're continuing to have no virus in Australia?
You've got to wait. So no community transmission for at least 14 days, but ideally maybe even a month, so that you've gone through two reproductive cycles of the virus. New Zealand's waited for just a little bit over one reproductive cycle to say that they're pretty confident. But you've got to keep on testing, and you've got to keep on testing people who've got any symptoms, and you can't let down your guard. It doesn't deal with the situation of overseas travel and people coming in from overseas and relaxing those restrictions. As soon as you do that, then bets are off.
Well, like you say, we have seen a bit of community transmission in some states in Australia recently. And so we're getting questions from people who attended the Black Lives Matter and Indigenous Deaths in Custody rallies over the weekend. Jessica's asking, for those who did attend the protests, when is a good time to get tested? Because we've talked before about the virus sort of having an incubation period. When's the most effective time to get tested?
And there's another question from Mel along the same lines, where she heard me saying that if you get tested too early on in infection, it's more likely you'll get a false negative. Well listened, Mel. Yeah, we've been covering that and on the health report. The recommendation from governments is absolutely right. You get tested at any time if you've got any symptom. So if you've any symptom at all, you're feeling lousy, you've got unexplained, even diarrhea, you've got cough, cold, especially loss of taste or loss of smell, then you need to be tested. It doesn't matter how many days have gone past since the protests. If you're asymptomatic and want to get tested, then it's not clear exactly what you should do. But if you go on that study we quoted, day one, well, it's not day one after the protest, we're already at day two, but day one, the test isn't very accurate because you don't have very much virus if you've been infected. Essentially, it becomes more and more accurate the more days after you've been infected.
Do we know if people are able to get a test if they are asymptomatic?
I think if you turn up at a testing station, they don't turn you away. I think that if a GP refers you to a pathology test under Medicare, you've got to have symptoms. It's a little less clear. I hear a lot of frustrated GPs that for them to refer, it's got to have symptoms. But I think if you turn up at a testing station, they won't turn you away.
Well, that's all we've got time for today. You can find CoronaCast online as a 10-minute daily podcast wherever you get your podcasts.
That's health reporters Dr. Norman Swan and Tegan Taylor. And as Tegan said, you can find the full-length CoronaCast on the ABC Listener app or wherever you get your podcasts.